Welcome to the podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph. Today is May 12th, 2016. The title of today's podcast is We Will Be Revived After 2 Days. And I'm basing this on Hosea 6, verse 2, and I'd like to read that to you right now. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he'll raise us up, that we may live in his sight. Very interesting, prophetic, almost like a parable in a way, that comes right in the middle of a call to repentance. Hosea 6, verses 1 through 3. Right in the middle of that, verse 2, after 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he'll raise us up, that we may live in his sight. And then if you go back to 2 Peter, I'm going to do that right now. I'm on my audio Bible, on my iPhone. But if you go to 2 Peter, Chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. I want to scroll down to verse 8. Listen to what Peter says. But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. And then Peter goes on to explain, don't count it slackness concerning his promises. And I would ask, what promise is possibly Peter referring to? And I believe it's the return of the Lord, that promise, our great hope. And he says, don't consider it slackness that the Lord doesn't return right away, because it's his will that everybody gets saved. So, right there, again, kind of in the middle of Peter's admonition, we get this, one day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is one day. And, you know, and then we again go back to Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he'll revive us. On the third day, he'll raise us up. So what does this prophetic parable, what does it mean? Well, it's interesting. If you go from the time of Christ to now, it's just about 2,000 years has expired. And if that be the case, in God's time frame, that's just 2 days. 1,000 years is as one day is 1,000. So 2 days have gone by. And Hosea said we'd be revived at the, once that second day is expired. And then on the third day, or the next 1,000-year period that's coming, we would be raised up in his sight. So understanding that there's going to be a millennium reign of Christ, and we, you know, can turn to Revelation chapter 19 through 22, and you read about the 1,000-year reign of Christ. Interesting that if you go from the time of Christ to now, that's 2,000 years, and then the millennium reign would be another 1,000 years. So that'd be a total of 3,000 years at the end of the millennium. So that would qualify after 2 days, after the 2,000 years since Christ to where we're at today. And then on the third day, he'll raise us up in his sight. That means that all of the dead will be raised up and judged. And we will be in a glorified state forever before the Lord. Very interesting, prophetic parable that we find in the Old Testament. And I believe Peter was referring to Hosea 6, chapter 6, verse 2, in 2 Peter 3:8. A lot to think about. Just very interesting information that the Holy Spirit imparts to us as we read His Word. So we're getting near that time when the Lord's going to raise us up in His sight. I'd like to encourage you that if you know the Lord, but you're struggling in your relationship with Him, and if you have fallen away or have drifted off, and you just don't sense that you're close to the Lord any longer, but you would like to be, I would encourage you to do what the Bible encourages us to do. That's go back to the things you did when you first met the Lord and were on fire for Him. Go back and do those first steps you took. Do those again. And allow the Holy Spirit to lift you up and minister to you. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. Take one step toward God, He'll take 1,000 toward you. And I'd like to encourage all people who are struggling in their relationship with the Lord, all my brothers and sisters who might be having a hard time, the Lord loves you. He cares about you. And He'll leave the sheepfold to go find the one that has strayed away. That might be you. He wants you to know He loves you, He cares about you, and you're on His mind and in His heart. If you sense a pulling back to Him, just say yes. Go to brostuff.com, brostuff.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page and watch, read the Roman Road. Watch the video there. Pray and confess your shortcomings to the Lord. Ask Him for His help. Ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. Do the works you did when you first came to the Lord. And He'll, like I said, He'll move 1,000 miles in your direction. And to those who do not know the Lord and have never established a relationship with Him, I'd like to encourage you. Now is the day. Today is the day of salvation. Ask Christ into your life. Humble yourself. Confess your sin. And acknowledge His greatness and His lordship in your life. You'll never be sorry. He's waiting for you to call upon His name and to be saved. Do it today. The window and opportunity is, that window's closing. As we move closer to the time of the end, the window is going to start closing and the opportunities to ask Christ into our lives are going to get more difficult. So do it today while we have time and while we have the freedom in our country to practice our religion. Ask Christ, the one who died for all of the world, who shed His blood for everyone that would accept Him and receive Him. Ask Him into your life today. God bless all of you, and remember to live out your faith and to keep looking up, because Jesus is coming back soon. And check out brostuff.com to connect with me. I'll see you on another podcast, Prophecy Insights with Bro Steph, real soon. Bye for now.